Moira Kelly është një grua e zakonshme nga Melbourne, e cila u bë humanitare dhe qytetare e botës. Moira shquhet për punën e saj të jashtëzakonshme humanitare, ajo ndihmon fëmijët në nevojë që vijnë nga vendet në zhvillim dhe shtetet e përfshira në luftë. Ajo ndihmoi me 10 fëmijë shqiptar. Takimi i parë i Moira Kellyt me komunitetin shqiptar në Australi, nga kush mësoi se ka shumë shqiptar që jetojnë në Melbourne. Pas 15 vite, Moira Kelly në korrik të 2017-s kthehet në Shqipëri. Si ndryshoi Shqipëria? Mesazhi për të rinjët shqiptar i Moiras. Çfarë i tha mami dhe babi juaj për Shqipërinë? Tani nuk është më ashtu. Të shkoni dhe të kënaqeni. Çfarë bën Moira Kelly sot? Na interesua matë dhe ja se qëfar ajo ka për të thënë.
Moira, thank you for your time. How do you feel tonight?
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. You know, I've been a part of the immense in the Albanian family for a long time here in Melbourne, and certainly the women here in their anniversary is such an honour and privilege to be here. And I can't help but sitting here tonight think of all the children that have come to Australia and had surgery, and so many Albanians here tonight were involved in those children's lives. So,
you mentioned that, you know, recently you were in Albania. Can you tell us a little bit more about that trip?
Yes, I was in Albania just in July this year. One of my children that I brought out to Australia many years ago, who had surgery, she lives here now. She's a nurse at the World Children's. She got married. So she married a lovely Indian boy here. And so I went back to Albania to her wedding and her family in Durres. And actually, when I got there at the wedding, there was a lot of children that had surgeries in Australia. About 7 children came to the wedding. But then on the night, my last night in Albania, a few people said, could we meet you for dinner? On the Friday night, so I got in there and I got to this hotel with all these people. I said, oh, who are these? All these people, Moira, they're here to see you. I said, and why is that? Well, Moira, there's so many children here who heard you were in Albania and they wanted to come and meet you. And here were these young adults, you know, in their 20s and children that I sent to America when they were 1 year of age. And I'll just remember there was one little girl called Anissa Jacupi, and she's from Albania as well, just outside Tirana. And I sent her to America for a heart operation. And so she came up to me. I didn't know who she was because I said, oh, are you one of the family members here? No, Moira, you sent me to America. And I just said, I hope in my life one day I'll get to meet you. And I said, oh, my goodness, that's very touching. And here she was. She had a heart operation when she was one, and now she's 24 and she's studying nursing, and she started crying and I started crying. And then that night there was like 9 children who had heart operations and they were all together. And I had no idea all these children were going to be there. And I remember we were sitting down for dinner and some of the doctors were there and the Albanians, we were having dinner and giving speeches. And I said, this is such a humbling, special moment. And it's like the table of miracles, all these children here. So I didn't expect that when I went to Albania. So it was a very touching time going for a wedding and being reunited with so many children.
You changed the life of so many kids. If I can call this trip few months ago in Albania as a reunion with other kids. So how are these kids are doing now in Albania who are here under your care?
Well, my dream really in a couple of years is to go back and find a lot of them because, you know, there's quite a number of children in Albania. But to see some of them now students, and 2 of them are studying nursing. And some people may remember a young boy called Dennis. And he was the boy that came here with the Hirschsprung's disease, who was a big story in Australia with the big tummy. He had 7 years of feces. He's never been to the toilet. Well, I had lunch with him, but in the evening he met me, and to see him as a young man now is, and you just, you know, you can really be sure that's one boy who wouldn't be alive now, because, you know, he's one of the child, out of all the children I've ever done, he's probably the one that I never forget.
He changes life.
Well, for me, well, I cried. He's a teenage boy, so he's getting all a bit shy, but he told me that I'm getting married. I said, oh, my God, Dennis, I think of you as a baby. And he says, Moira, I'm getting married next year. Can you come? I said, look, I can't. I wouldn't be able to do it next year. In a couple of years, when Moira, we were supposed to get married next year. This is my wife, and we both said we only get married when you come back to Albania. So I'm going to have to get there in a couple of years. But that poor boy can get married, and so can his wife. So it's the moments like that. When you're so busy doing what you're doing in life, and you go back and you see some of the kids, it's just a bit overwhelming, and you realise the impact all of us, and even the people in the community here in Melbourne who helped me make that possible through the Albanians as well. I couldn't have done it without their help as well. But I just, I'm looking forward to going back to Albania one day to find a lot of children all through the country. Yeah.
Can you just remind us, you know, for our listeners, you know, how did this everything started in the you and Albanian community? When did it start? How did it start? Who was involved?
Well, I suppose I was living in Bosnia at the time during the war for 4.5 years, and a friend of mine rang up in Ireland and told me to, you know, Albanians need help. And I always thought Albania was one of those countries hard to get into, because you always had these stories in Eastern Europe about Albania. But I drove there from Ireland, and I arrived on my own on a boat in Durrës and spent the night in Tirana, found somewhere to stay, and things happened there. But the Sisters of Mother Teresa I worked with, and they started telling me about sick children, and I wasn't going to do that in Albania. I was going to set up a soup kitchen for the children on the street. So anyway, things changed and I ended up doing that. So I started bringing kids to Australia. So I had never met Albanians in Melbourne before, so I actually didn't know there were any Albanians here. So when I came, the kids were on the news, and then some Albanian, the communities, I think a man called Caesar and Reggie and Rosie, and then Janet from the Albanian Women's, they sort of got in touch with me. I said, oh, there's Albanians here. They said, yes, Maureen, there's a lot of us. So, you know, when you're in Albania, people just say, oh, is there any Albanians in Australia? Oh, no, no, there's no Albanians in Australia. Because at that time, you didn't know, because it's like I didn't know there were Bosnians in Australia. So then suddenly the door opened, and ever since that, even Caesar and John and, well, Reggie and Rosie have been very firm friends of mine for years, and Caesar, they came on board and started doing fundraisers so I could bring more Albanian children. And I think Albanians felt, here in Melbourne, felt immense proud that they were helping their people, because sometimes they feel so far away and thinking, how can I make a difference? And to bring these sick children here and have health physicians in Australia heal them. But we couldn't have done it. And the great Salis, the Salis up in Shepparton, Sam Sally and the crew. I mean, it's like, and I went to the mosque up in Shepparton one time and got them to do, they raised 2 hearts for me. So the Albanians embraced the kids, and they were as much a part of these children's lives as I was. And yes, there were lots of Albanians in Melbourne.
That's true. If you compare Albania to 15 years ago when you were first time and now 3 months ago, have you seen any change?
Oh, my God. I lived in Albania for 3.5 years. I was just talking to Reggie on the table tonight. Even the airport, it's like I could not believe the airport. The airport, you just get off and play and pick your bags up. And I mean, I'm a great lover of Mother Teresa. She's my whole life. And so seeing the airport being called Mother Teresa, what a great honour for the Albanians. I mean, Albanians have a lot to, they're the world's greatest social worker, to be part of their origin and their history. So you don't get any prouder than that. So certainly to see the wonderful, it's clean and people being respectful with looking after property and everything. It's, you know what, Albania is a beautiful European city now. So for those out there who've never been to Albania, shame on you lads if you're Albanian, because I'm an Irish Australian and I've lived there and I go back, I've been back quite regularly. So don't be, the stories your mums and dads told you about Albania is not the Albania now. So go back and enjoy Albania like you would Italy.
What does Moira do today?
Well, I live in Brunswick these days. I left my foundation that I was with, a lot of people know, 10 years ago after Trishna and Krishna were separated. And one of the girls was very sick, so I spent 2 years caring for her and getting her a bit better. And then the legacy of Trishna is Krishna, as I realised that I was being called to look after children who are very sick, girls like them. So I live in Brunswick now, 10 minutes from the Children's Hospital. I have 19 in my house. So I have Trishy and Krishy and Ahmed Manuel, my sons. But I also have some children from Pakistan and Gaza here with very chronic conditions. And I also part the sick kids, I also have a few homeless women who have children. And the women seem to feed my soul. I love working with the women. And so they've had a very difficult journey. And you look at those women and you look at my children, and they all feed off each other. So there's a wonderful sense of healing with each other. So, yeah, some of the happiest days of my life are happening these days. I just love what I'm doing. I certainly love what my life is doing now. So I feel very much like a love of Albanians, but at the moment these days the kids from Gaza and, you know, where the need is. Yeah.
Definitely, you're really doing a great job. You know, nobody can say anything about that. We wish you to really continue doing this job. This is a great sacrifice, what you're doing. You know, you're changing the life of so many kids around the world. Tonight, it's 25th anniversary of Australian and Albanian Women Association. You've been close with the association for such a long time. What do you think about this anniversary?
I'm very proud of the Albanian women. Just proves their testimony that you can be in Australia and still be involved and helping your community. So there have been people who helped me in the past, and many Albanians, and even some of the people came up tonight, Maureen. We know there's not so many Albanian children now, but we still want to support you. You know, the spirit of Mother Teresa is here, and we'd love to do another fundraiser for you for the children here. And I thought that was a really special gesture, to think that, you know, these are children from Gaza and Pakistan and Iraq. I've got a little girl coming from Iraq in 2 weeks, and she's sort of blind and needs to get her sight back and she's disfigured for no family. And they said, Moira, we want to help those Albanians are behind you. So really, I just wanted to see, it's quite humbling to see the women here and the people here saying they want to help me with other kids. And, you know, that's the spirit of Albanians, a bit like the old, good old Irish, the good Irish blood and the good Albanian blood. So I'm very proud of you all tonight here.
We are all citizens of the world.
Yeah, we are, yeah. And so good on the women. They've been a big part in my history here in Australia. And I've been honoured to be invited here tonight. I've got three of my children here tonight as well. So with the Albanian community tonight, there's a Pakistani, a Bangladeshi, and a kid from Gaza. So there you are. They've all got the Albanian blood tonight.
Thank you very much for your time, Moira.
Good on you. God bless. And thank you. Mira Pashim.